I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Japan dropped its highest-level tsunami alert, issued following a series of major earthquakes, but told people in coastal areas not to return to their homes as deadly waves could still come. Strong words from North Korea to start 2024. Here's the AP's Tiffany Wong.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his commanding army officers to thoroughly annihilate the U.S. and South Korea if provoked, vowing to boost national defense to cope with what he called an unprecedented U.S.-led confrontation. North Korea has increased its warlike rhetoric in recent months in response to an expansion of U.S.-South Korean military drills. Kim says in a five-day meeting that he will launch three more military spy satellites, produce more nuclear material, and develop attack drones this year in what observers say is an attempt to increase his leverage in future diplomacy with the U.S. I'm Tiffany Wong.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.